Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back again on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. Feels like fall outside. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, brother Spike. Happy Hertz Day. Listen, we begin week 7 in the NFL tonight, but Sunday, we need to get a W by any means necessary.
Nice try, Ike. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. I thought I was going to let you do it if you wanted to do it. Happy birthday, buddy. Sorry.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Sorry for interrupting.
Yes, no, it's all good. Okay.
What are you, 33?
Yeah. Let's get it all out. Yep, get it all out. Yep, roll them all out.
Stop. All right.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right. Yes. Saving me the embarrassment all day of everybody telling me, wishing me a happy birthday.
Happy 55th.
Yes, yep. Thank you. Yes, see, that's what I'm saying. Thank you to everybody out there for the birthday wishes. Appreciate it. Jackie Baseball, this doesn't allow you to escape from Dave Dombrowski and Topper talking today. How at you, boy.
I'm sorry. They sat up there and told the truth. What do you want them to do? What do you want them to do? They lost the baseball series. It happens.
Sometimes people don't like the truth. We have a big show, as we always do, here on a Hertz Day. Shil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us at 3. We will have a big show of Eagles and Phillies. And then Mike Mayock joins us at 4
Mayo.
As well. And there was a big long press conference today with Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson.
Say.
Yeah, it was
State
long.
Of the Union.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Everybody, I give the Phillies PR a lot of credit. Every single person there got to ask a question, even if the question was asked previously.
Even if they weren't media members.
It didn't matter. Even if it was Otto Kemp's buddy in there who somehow got into the press conference to ask everybody about Otto Kemp. Whatever. I thought largely the questions were good. This isn't about the writers. But it appears as if listening to Joe Giglio and dealing with some people online that some folks are angry at what Dave Dombrowski said. So throughout the show, we're going to start with a couple that we think are the most important, but throughout the show, we will be playing you what we believe to be the most important, most notable things that Dave Dombrowski said, giving you a chance to react and us react as well. So, you know, he started it really just sort of recapping the season, and they won 96 games, but they lost to the Dodgers. And this was sort of Dave Dombrowski's thought on where he puts the team and where he sees the lack of success in the postseason.
That pitching staff that they're throwing right now, when their starters throwing as well as they are at this point, they're going to be tough for anybody to score against and to beat. It's really an exceptional, exceptional staff. Snell's 2-time Cy Young Award winner. I don't think I've ever seen him throw better. So if you're going to beat him, you're going to really have to do everything right. And we really were toe-to-toe with the pitching aspect of it. Actually, they hit less in the division series than what we did. But it just shows if it's a throw to one side of the home plate versus the other. If it's a bad pitch by a couple inches that gives up a 3-run homer at one time versus not hitting the 300-run homer yourself. If it is, unfortunately, a missed play at the pitcher's mound. If it's a missed call on a pitch that the umpire apologizes for immediately to your catcher. All those things are little things, and you just have to keep going. We're close to them. We battled them. And I think we're in the same neighborhood, but we didn't beat them, and we have work to do in order to do that.
So he gave a similar answer last year after they lost to the Mets. Mm-hmm. And was very angry with the way he messaged it last year after the loss to the Mets, because they lost what I perceived to a team that is not as good as them last year. And they sort of laid down. I don't think any of it, once that series started last year, we all felt it in our guts that they didn't have it. I didn't get mad hearing him say the same things this year. I largely agreed with everything Dave Dombrowski said. They were right there with the Dodgers. He said a lot of the things that we said after the series. They just lost. Yeah. And I think he acknowledged that they will try to get better, but I know Joe was very upset with what Dombrowski said, and I guess he could have gone up there and said, what we did was unacceptable, so on and so forth, but he needs to, in my opinion, when he gets up there, and we'll get to this in a second, and deciding to keep the coaches and deciding to keep the manager and a large part of the roster, if not all the roster, will be the same. He needs a reason for that. You know, he needs to say, I believe that he thinks this team is really, really good and they need some work, but they don't need a ton of work. Mm-hmm. So when I heard Dave Dombrowski talking about how good the Dodgers were, I feel exactly the same way watching the Dodgers play the Brewers, and I felt them playing us. It almost felt, I wouldn't want him to say this, it almost felt unfair that out of nowhere now they have Blake Snell and out of nowhere now. So I wasn't bothered by what Dave Dombrowski said. I thought he was honest, and I thought he was largely correct.
Yeah, I for the most part, feel the same way. But I also understand from a fan's perspective, those that would be frustrated by hearing some of this. Because it almost signifies that you're content with what you did this year for, in a large part. And you feel like, you're close. Your message is, and I don't believe this is the wrong message. This is why I agree with it, that you're not that far away from the L.A. Dodgers. If the L.A. Dodgers are the benchmark, you aren't that far away from the L.A. Dodgers. What he's saying is, when you're playing a team like the Dodgers, your margin for error is small. You don't get to throw the ball to the wrong side of the plate.
Yeah,
coming home. You don't get to come home instead of going. Throw home instead of going to first base to end the inning and see what happens in extra innings. Like you don't get the benefit of overcoming those types of mistakes, bunting, the wheel play. I've heard so much about this. I want to call it the wheel route. You know, it's the wheel play.
Yeah, we've heard so much about.
It's the first play we've ever heard of in baseball.
Yeah. I've never heard of it before in my life until this series. So you can't have that happen. Yeah, Topper may have made one or two decisions that he wants to have back. He talked about Sanchez being squeezed on the pitch. These are things that they happen. He's not making them up. They actually happen.
I felt the same way when I saw Sanchez get squeezed on the pitch. And I'm glad, and he does it in a tone. I think sometimes it's his tone, right? And I think
it's always his tone.
Yeah. He
speaks in a calming, sort of soothing way. While I'm listening, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I think he speaks in a very matter-of-fact way. I think he doesn't say it in the same way, but I think he does some of the things that Maury does that drives people crazy and just speak in a matter-of-fact reality, mm-hmm. where it sounds like he's going up there and making excuses. But if you also listen to him, he did acknowledge several, and you just mentioned them, several very basic baseball things that the Phillies did wrong. You can talk, one thing is the umpire thing. That's a different thing.
Right.
But he acknowledged Trey Turner threw the ball to the wrong side of the plate. That could have cost him the series. He acknowledged that Orion Kerkering screwed up and that could have cost him the series. Mm-hmm. He had acknowledged, was it Strom that gave up the home run to Teoscar Hernandez?
Yep. Yeah.
He acknowledged that it wasn't a good pitch and the guy crushed the pitch. So unless you want him to go up there and
just
say,
start ripping players.
Yeah, yeah. But he did nail a couple.
He did it in a way, but he just did it in a way that no one could take offense to it.
And I don't know What else?
I agree.
Jack, what did you think when he was talking about the end of the season, I guess, and his plan?
So it was a little bit of like, a little bit of throw your hands in the air, it's baseball. You know? A little bit of that. And one thing I appreciate about Howie, when they have a season where they come up short, is it looks like he wears it. Like, yes. He shows up with a 5 o'clock shadow, looks like he hasn't slept in days, you know. And maybe that's performative. I have no idea. Dombrowski still, his hair's coiffed. He's in a nice blazer. And I guess the one thing, and it's hard to quantify, I would have liked to have felt it a little bit more. Rather than, like, what do you want us to do? We ran to the Dodgers. Dodgers won 90 games. Like, the Dodgers are great. I get it. And I mostly feel the same way. But I would have liked a little bit more of, we're not happy with how it went.
Right.
And he said it one time in the press conference where he said, we're not satisfied. He talked for 55 minutes. He said, we're not satisfied. Yeah. But it was a lot of, like, we're in the neighborhood of the Dodgers.
The overwhelming message was, we're close.
We're close.
Yes.
And you also don't want to make change for change's sake, because they are, again, a good baseball team. So he's kind of stuck. Like, he's kind of stuck with where they are. Because you also, like, okay, you don't want to bring Schwarber back. You don't want to bring... Then you're just trusting young kids, maybe. Or, like, you can't take a step back at the same time.
Right.
It's not time to hit a rebuild.
That's...
They're selling out the ballpark every single night. They have the All-Star game coming next year. They're going to be a really good team.
I mean, an attraction.
I guess the only way I felt as a fan and listening to it was, I would have liked a little bit more of, we're heartbroken about how that went. And it was a little bit of like, what do you want us to do? We played a great team.
Yeah.
And they're pitching out of their minds right now.
I think part of it is just who Dombrowski is. And I think he's probably past the point in his career where he comes in there wearing it. He's almost 70 years
he's
old,
older,
right?
Yeah.
He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
He's seen a lot of stuff. And this is less about what it ends up being is, people are upset with how he said it. So they are, I think, to an extent, sometimes you can misinterpret what he said for how he said it. I don't think that he says, this is a perfect team and we're bringing everybody back. I don't think that's what he said. That isn't what he said. And I think he did acknowledge some of the things that we talked about leading up to the Dodgers series that could hurt the Phillies, which are just fundamentally making small mistakes against a great team is going to get you cooked. That's what they did. But also, I believe, you know, the Brewers have scored, what, 3 runs in 2 games against the Dodgers. He's right. The Dodgers right now, from a starting pitching standpoint, are sort of almost on the verge of something that we've never seen. And our starting pitching, without our best starting pitcher, mind you, was right there with it.
Yeah.
So I know it sounds like you're making excuses, but it's also the reality of what happened.
Yeah. Listen, it's coping. I don't care. Yeah, I'm coping. Yeah, this is a part of it. Here's where I looked at it. Hey, if you flip the series and the Phillies get to play the Cubs, and the Dodgers played Milwaukee in the first round. They beat Milwaukee, and we beat the Cubs, and we beat the Dodgers in the NLCS, and say we lose in that 7-game series.
To the Dodgers.
Yes,
yeah.
6 or 7 games. We feel totally different. It doesn't mean we're not disappointed they didn't win the World Series, but we feel differently about the team and everything else. It was the matchup. We got the Dodgers in our first matchup. We did. It's like getting Shaq and Kobe in your matchup. I don't care if you're the Kings. I don't care how good your regular season was. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You play those dudes, you got to be perfect to beat those dudes. And that's why I look at this and I say, we would feel a whole lot different if just the seeding had happened differently. Even if you still lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS, we don't feel necessary to get rid of everybody and make all these wholesale changes.
And if I could put one thing on the team and one thing on Rob Thompson, it is the way they sort of took their foot off the gas the last week of the season with the one seed in play.
Yeah.
I mean, that was there. It was there for them. They didn't push through. There were several opportunities for them to get the one seed, and they didn't do it. 215-592-9494.
We should have been trying to avoid the Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah. So he also talked about, we have speculated that, we knew Rob Thompson was coming back, but we speculated there might be changes in the coaching staff. Here's what he had to say to that.
Are there any other changes to the coaching staff, or is everybody coming back?
Well, there's everybody's coming back, but we're going to have one change. We're adding a role this year that we to try to, again, make us maybe just a little bit better and add something. So we're going to add the position of major league field coordinator, which a lot of clubs have now to their coaching staff. I think about 80% of the clubs have that. Mike Calitri is going to take that role for us. He's an ideal person. He's got the skill set to do that, continue to coordinate spring training and a lot of other things for Rob Thompson. And in turn, we'll look outside the organization to add a major league bench coach to assist us and assist Topper in different fashion of different things. But everybody else is coming back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So the guy, everybody expected Caleb Cotham, the pitching coach, to come back. It's Kevin Long, the hitting coach, that people want fired. I'm a little conflicted on this one because I would love to say, get me somebody in here who's going to allow Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper to hit home runs against the Dodgers, you know, or get base hits. I saw improvement or career years from a lot of Phillies this year. Brandon Marsh hit better than he's ever hit for an extended period of time. Kyle Schwarber had the best year of his career. Trey Turner had his best season as a Philly, right? Bryson Stott got back to normal.
Even they didn't chase as much.
Well, they did, actually.
Well, they got back. They got better than they were last year.
Slightly. Slightly.
They finished, what, top five in average? Top
yes.
five in slow?
Yeah,
top they, five in
yeah,
a lot of things.
They had, and Dombrowski mentioned this. We have, because somebody asked him about moving on from Kevin Long. They had the home run champion, the RBI champion, the batting title. I think they were seventh or eighth in runs in baseball. So if you think that there's a hitting coach out there who can, in the most crucial of time, give the best hitters on the team a hint that's going to get them a hit against Blake Snell, go for it. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Kevin Long seems like he did a good job this year. I can't get around. Even Harrison Bader, who was already having a good year when he got here, I'm not saying it was Kevin Long, but he hit better here than he even hit in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So what am I firing Kevin Long for? Just for change's sake, I guess.
Yeah, listen, I understand you want him to, or his influence on their hitting to have an impact at the most critical times. I get that as well. I'm sure he does too. But that's them. That's on the actual hitters to make the coach look good by going up there and approaching the at-bat the way he's coaching it up, taking good swings, taking good cuts, things of that nature. So ultimately, I look back at this series, and I don't know how we can't focus the true responsibility on losing this series to the top of our lineup. And I understand what the Dodgers did with the top of their lineup and how they didn't do much. They get the benefit of the doubt because they still won the series.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the top of their lineup didn't do. They're getting away with it. Otani still hasn't hit the ball in there. They're up 2-0 against the Brewers.
And the Brewers, who do everything the right way, who are, you know, yeah. who are bat to ball, move the guys
it's the way
over.
They play, yes.
It's the way they and they've scored 3 runs in 2 games. And you look at who is winning in the playoffs, right? Seattle won the first 2 games against Toronto hitting home runs. Mm-hmm. Toronto just won their first
My
game
goodness.
Against Seattle hitting home runs.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I,
if your guys don't hit at the top of the lineup, that's it's gonna be hard to win.
And they're not listening to the hitting coach anyway. I mean, those guys are established veterans.
Yeah, yes, I'm not blaming Kevin Long for Bryce Harper struggles or Kyle Schwarber's struggles at the plate. I'm just not. Like, it really boils down to them coming in or coming up clutch in those moments because it was needed. And when you don't do those other little things, then you know what? You need your star players to play well enough that you overcome or don't put your other players in that position. Like, that's all I mean. It seems sort of elementary and it's sort of after the fact, but the Dodgers, again, A, they just won the World Series. B, they're back. They won that series without their star guys. And Mookie came up with a hit or two here and there. They had other guys. Teoscar Hernandez, he came up with hits.
He hit the home run.
They had guys to come up with hits. But we didn't. Our big guys didn't come up with the hits in the key moments. Like, that's really what it boiled down to. This is a good baseball team. This was a good baseball team this year.
And we'll get to it next. I thought Dombrowski, if you want to talk about holding star players accountable, I think it's amazing because Dombrowski did it. We will play you the audio of Bryce Harper coming up, of what he talked about with Bryce Harper coming up next. But if you want him to hold those guys accountable, he did it more than I maybe have ever seen any general manager do it.
Well, especially with this team.
With a star player, you know?
Well,
so,
the one real quick on that last thing. Yeah. I know we're talking about Kevin Long.
Yeah.
But also the idea of adding a bench coach. Very curious if they go like trying to find Jimmy Williams for Charlie Manuel.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I think he helped Charlie that year and helped them win a World Series. Or if they're trying to go for a younger guy that does have managerial experience that they view as the manager and waiting for, like, they could pull that card next year if they got to a slow start and they already have a guy in place to be the future manager.
There. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. 2-1. We've talked a lot. We will play you the audio of both Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson talking about Bryce Harper's season. We will play that for you next and also talk to you about it. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What somebody can tell him, know this dude being sold. But I ain't the one telling, don't want to be another number. I got a fucking gang of beat to keep you going.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Now I got 2 Rottweilers by my bed.
Creed at 5:30, 2:30 Tupac every day.
Dude, you
especially on Ike's birthday.
Pac got me through college, man. Got me through college. This was part of my pregame.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Were there a few specific songs that were...
Well, it was a lot of the, you know, the more hardcore Thug Life and all of that. But Picture Me Rolling was one of those songs that kept you motivated because it was like, I got nothing right now, but Picture Me Rolling once I get to the league.
So that was a staple.
Yeah, that way I had to have that one before.
And you got to the league.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah,
come on.
Me and you both listen to Tupac before games in college.
Yeah, it doesn't always work out the same way.
Yeah. Well, listen, I ain't mad at you in Hearts of Men. You know, I picture me rolling off the team.
Yes,
honestly.
Yeah,
you
that is
me?
That is. And after all those beers, you're literally rolling, right?
Listen, I don't know. Me and Ike had different college experiences.
Yes, for sure. The Twitter request is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the difference online at marks-jewelers.com. Oh, well, how did you expect people to react to this one?
You want to see?
Okay. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies after Dombrowski's press conference? Better or worse?
Well, yeah, nobody feels better.
Come on. I mean, why not? It's 80% worse. I don't feel any different after this.
What do you
I don't
feel
better.
Worse about? What do you feel worse about?
Because they got the same message that we got, except that they didn't like the message.
Yes.
Yeah. We were okay with the message. Well, and, you know, they were like, hold on, this sounds like we're not doing anything differently. Like, everything's going to be the same next year.
Well, so I sort of get this thing.
That goes out to everybody that was in the comment section last week.
Oh.
When I decided to say, keep everything the same.
The same, yeah. Run it back.
Yeah, run it back.
I sort of understand the general feel.
It was Monday.
There was an argument on the morning show the other day between DeCamera and it seemed like everybody else, but largely Rhea. And Rhea.
Once again, ganging up on Joe.
Yes. Rhea was sort of saying, you know, when are you going to hold them accountable, hold their feet to the fire? And I get it. I just don't know what it means. Does it mean that you got to fire somebody just because you lost to the Dodgers? Does it mean? Should he go up there and burn a Schwarber's jersey and say that guy's never coming back here? I don't know what it means in this respect. I'm upset, and I know we want this pound of flesh. I just don't know where the pound of flesh is coming. And I think sometimes when you do that, you can end up shooting yourself in the foot because you are making a move or making a decision simply to satiate the bloodlust of everyone who is disappointed.
Slow it down.
We're more familiar with satiating.
Can you explain in layman's terms what that means?
Satiate the bloodlust?
Yes.
No, okay. I don't. I have no idea. Does that mean like you're bloodthirsty?
Yes. You have a bunch of people who are mad and they want someone to pay for it. So if they make somebody pay for it, they'll feel better. But they shouldn't fire Rob Thompson unless they think that there's another manager that's going to make them better. We already knew they weren't going to fire Rob Thompson.
Are they closer to the Sixers territory or are they closer to early 2000s Eagles territory? Because the early 2000s Eagles, they kind of ran it back every year until they got T.O., you know, like, but there's also the frustration with the Sixers. Now, the Sixers kept trying to change it up. I mean, they did go to Harden.
Now, we changed some things around the edges with the Eagles during those years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what the Phillies
are
doing.
We did some things around the edges. Like we brought in, now, people may not agree with it, but we actually let Jeremiah go.
Right. Yes.
Yes. That wasn't necessarily popular. Not to do that.
Not for nothing. They added Luzardo, who is a really good pitcher.
Yep.
They added Duran.
Yep.
They added Bader.
Yeah.
Well, and also, listen.
I feel like we're making excuses, but it's how I really feel.
That's the dichotomy of where we're at with. That was right though. You know, that was kind of right though. It was kind of cooking a little bit.
I'll check.
But they're also they're. Do people not want Schwarber back? That's the other.
Is that you think that's what it is?
No, I think people want Schwarber back. So it's like when they say, "Are they going to be the same team?" But everyone says, "Resign Schwarber," and then we also say, "You can't let JT go."
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are you like? Yeah.
They are going to make moves. Like if I had to bet in my gut, Castellanos is not going to be back.
I think most people would agree with that.
And Dombrowski made that clear.
Yeah, I thought so.
And like Bohm is again on the discussion. So yes. Like
what about the Rangers? Probably not back.
Rangers gone. Well, but also people would love to have Ranger back if they could make the money work.
I think people would love to have any one of their I think if you gave people an option, just one by one, you say, would you like Kyle Schwarber back? People would say yes. Would you like Ranger back? People would say yes. Would you like Harrison Bader back? People would say yes. Would you like JT Realmuto back? I think most people would say yes.
Yeah.
And I don't even agree with that. I'm
so
on the
it's
other
amount
side.
Of years and money you commit to.
Yeah,
is that what
but
it is?
I think it's what you said at the top, Jack. They wish he sounded more disturbed by the fact that they lost.
Yeah,
really, it was the tone. We'll get to what he said about Bryce Harper right after we talk to Corey 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Okay, Ike, I see you with the low oil. It's the birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Hey, man. The Ohio legend, baby. Ike Reese, Cincinnati, stand up. Happy birthday, man.
Appreciate it, big dog.
Man, listen. I don't know what we're talking about. Like, Spike, I'm shocked about this coming from you. you being the Sixer guy. I'm honestly shocked by this. Because it's like, I get it, right? We don't want them to come out here like they had a great season. They won 96 games. The Dodgers is the reigning champ. I get all of that, right? But, like, you can't just erase everything else. Like, this, like, people would be okay if this was the first iteration of this team. Like, 2022 didn't happen, 23 didn't happen. Like, all of that goes into it. And it's like, when this guy comes up here, Dombrowski comes up here, like, you sit up here and you're like, oh, you know, we're adding this. But, like, most of the staff is going to be back. And it's like, we just want to hear kind of like what Jack said. When the Eagles go out, like, when Howie, he wears, like, they look mad. That's what we want to see. Like, we want you to look upset. We don't want to hear you up here acting like, oh, you know, that's just baseball. Like, how would we feel, right, if Howie was like, oh, if Alshon Jeffrey would have just caught that pass, or, like, if Jalen Hurts, if we would have had A.J. Brown versus the Bucks, we would have won. We don't want to hear that. We just got our ass whooped. I don't care who we played. We just got whooped. Right,
we didn't get our ass whooped though. To me, this loss.
No,
I know.
I was talking about the Bucks when they.
Oh, okay. Because right? Yeah. I'm this loss to me, even though it's in the NLDS, is a lot closer. And I know that there are a lot of situations that are different, but it is a lot closer to the Eagles losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in 2023, the 2022 season, than it is anything else. And I don't think that the players and I wasn't here, but I don't think that the players and the coaches and the GM after that were like, what a failure. We got to fire somebody. I don't think they did that.
I don't even think fans were upset.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's just the tone, but I don't know.
You hear me?
Yeah. I just don't know what he can say that.
All I'm saying, and then you sit up here and then you say like, oh, we don't know if Bryce Harper can get back to playing elite. Like, I get it. That's calling out your lead. Like, but, like, when you're the general manager, like, so now you're pretty much telling the fans, like, hey, I don't know if this guy's elite. But this dude still got six more years on his contract. You done gave him he was able to bring all his friends and the Avengers, all his guys, and play with him. So you done told him, well, like, and I get it. It's his way of calling him out. But as a fan, you don't want to hear that. You want to hear, like, yeah, I think Bryce Harper is still that guy. Like, you want to put confidence into your fans. You don't want to hear, like.
I kind of agree with Corey on that one. Yeah, I don't need the GM agreeing that the star player may not be the star player anymore.
Well, why don't we.
I don't need to hear that from the team.
Thank you for the call, Corey. Why don't we hear what he actually said? So, you have Rob Thompson as well, right?
On
Bryce. Okay. Yes. So here's what Dave Dombrowski said. Is the question in this as well? Okay, here we go.
And with regards to Bryce, what is the club's view on his season? Was it performance-wise, and also, why do you believe maybe that it was maybe just a down season for him and not the start of, you know, maybe a downward trend?
Well, I don't think, I mean, in Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still an all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player, and that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year, but when I think of Bryce Harper, you're thinking elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player.
So you had a problem with how he framed that, Ike?
Okay, it didn't sound as bad as it maybe I thought it was going to sound.
Yeah.
sound. But I will tell you this. He was trying to be realistic and honest about where he views Bryce. My only thing is, if we're talking about Bryce Harper being in a pissy mood all year for whatever reason and wasn't very happy, I'm not sure how much hearing that makes him happy either. That's the point I'm making. Like, if anything, I would rather hear you tell me you still have confidence that he can be that player and that that player is still in him, and we still believe that. Because guess what? If it's not him, then who you got? You don't have another player on this team that you can sell that would sell somebody winning a championship with. Like, at least with the Dodgers, they have Shohei Ohtani on that team. If you want to say Freddie Freeman isn't the same player, they got Mookie Betts on that team. Yeah. Who, if you don't have Bryce Harper, what are you, then what are we doing then? If you're telling me Bryce Harper is just an average player, okay player.
I kind of like him challenging him. And if, and he didn't
When we say challenge him,
yeah.
Do we think Bryce Harper, is he not putting forth maximum effort of trying to be the best player?
I don't know. I don't know that.
I mean,
answer.
Do we believe that? Like, why does he need to be challenged?
Well, because he was not the Bryce Harper that everyone knows him to be this year.
I understand.
So
that,
if we're not going to.
But is that because of something of his own doing, meaning that he's not. It's one thing, production is production. Baseball is baseball, right? Like you're going to have guys that don't have as great of a year as another year. I don't know if using the word challenging him is the correct term I would use with a guy who was injured, according to them, wrist and all this other stuff, that he was injured this year. Like, why does he need to be challenged? What, is he going to be challenged to be healthy?
Well, are you accepting the wrist thing or not accepting the wrist thing?
No, I'm saying that's what's being put out there, and that's what they put out there. So what's the point of them challenging him is my thing. If he wasn't himself this year because of injury, right?
Well, that, yeah, I mean, he took time off. That was Jack saying something as opposed to what the team was saying.
Okay.
You know, after he came back. I guess.
Hard to tell the difference.
I'm just saying, if he's not himself because of injury, I don't get where you challenging him from an organizational standpoint is beneficial. I don't know how he doesn't take that as some sort of slight. He's in a bad mood all year. Everybody wants to tell me he's been in a bad mood all year. Yeah, what do you think that's going to do?
Well, I also don't, and you're going to say that I'm just being me, but I also don't think it's impossible that they, behind the scenes, Bryce and his agent, won an extension.
And, oh, I agree with you on
well,
that.
Well, right.
You know, I've always agreed with you on
so,
that.
So, yeah. So if Dave Dombrowski is saying go out there and prove it,
Okay, that's different.
I think that could be part of it too.
Okay,
I think it could be part of it too.
That's a different angle.
Yeah, I think it could be part of it too.
Yeah, right. Now that's where you can say prove it.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's where it does make sense to say prove it.
And
this is Spike the GM. Well, yeah, that's, I know what this is.
It's also Dombrowski allowing. It was the reporter that said he wasn't as good this year. So Dombrowski can say, look, I didn't bring it up. They brought it up. Everybody else is saying it. I don't think it's impossible that is part of the calculus.
Listen, I'm not going to ignore it. We've introduced this into the equation with him with the extension.
Sure.
So we know that part of it there. You're right. So behind the scenes, how much of that is an issue behind the scenes? Is he pushing for it from his people? Yeah, then I would hear the whole, well, prove it to me that you're that elite player still. And that would make more sense why from their side they would be like, well, maybe he's not the elite player he used to be.
Well, and
that would make more sense.
It also points to Bryce a couple of times saying that he's one of the best players in baseball. And
remember when he did that?
Yeah. Three straight times.
Yeah.
I know Jack doesn't like this part of the conversation.
Okay.
I'm not.
Now,
yeah.
Listen, Scoop's already said what Ruben said.
Yeah, everyone's getting rid of him. I know.
Yeah. Nobody's saying that.
Trade
no.
him now. He sucks.
No
yep.
one's saying that.
Wants,
no
yep.
one's saying
he's
that.
He's not clutching the postseason. Yep.
Happy birthday, MV3.
Yeah,
give a man a happy birthday first.
Happy birthday. The GM says you're not that good anymore.
Yeah, another year older. Yeah. Doesn't get any better from here. 215-592-9494. We'll get to what Topper said about Bryce in a moment. You know, you might not have liked the tone in that press conference. The tone of Colonial Hyundai is always A+. The cars are John Ashdale, going to welcome you in, take you all around the lot. This is still October 31st, and you'll notice there's a red tag on every single car on the lot, which means that you're walking off that lot with a deal and a brand new Hyundai. Think about this. Drive home with your choice of a brand new Hyundai Palisade, brand new Hyundai Santa Fe, or the award-winning Tucson for just $199 a month only at Colonial. And look, there's trades there too. Trades don't just happen in pro sports. They happen at Colonial, but they are giving you better value than everybody else. More for your trade than anyone else. Guaranteed $6,500 for your trade. And every Hyundai that goes off the lot, you're not going to have to worry about it being, you know, they don't get rebates on pro athletes, but you have America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there by October 31st to take advantage of this. Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown. Online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, listen, first I'll say this real quick, and my brother Ike real quick. Listen, Jack, Spike, take notes, okay? This is how the delegation sing happy birthday to a brother, okay? No, you know, Spike got black in him, so, you know, he probably already know.
What about
happy
me?
Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday to ya. Yeah, I know.
Happy birthday. My man, I appreciate it, Chuck. Thank you, brother.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Listen, I want to say this about the Sixers. I'm not the Sixers. No, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Yeah, not them.
Yeah, I was like, what's Joel going to get astray for here today?
although apparently Chuck did yell at AI that Joel's a nut when he brought up Embiid.
I did. And my wife was like, come on, would you stop? Like,
can't bring you anywhere.
Yeah, you know, and people behind me said, how could he say that? You know, and I'm just, you know, I had to ease out of there, you know, so I thought it was more of a pro, you know, pro Joel crowd than not. But, you know, it is what it is. But listen, say this, right, about the Phillies. I tell you what, I don't care what they do this offseason. I really don't. I tell you what they bet not do, and that's trade Bryce Harper. If you trade Bryce Harper, I'm telling you right now, I'm going on the record and saying today, I'm done with the Phillies for a very long time. You know,
right.
This shouldn't be a conversation.
I'm with you. I think I'm with you, Joe.
I don't think I agree with you. I don't think they're trading Bryce Harper. If you were going to go trade a guy, would you go off in a press conference and say he might not be that good anymore? I mean, I wouldn't. It would be a bad strategy, I think.
Just think about it. You might be setting it up for that. You know what I mean? Whereas, though, you know, we do, they do trade him. That's the excuse. He wasn't who he was, you know, more. He's not who he is anymore. You know what I mean? You know, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I don't know, man. You know, Devin Caney, you know, I like her. She ain't going to just, you know what I mean? She ain't going to just say some wild stuff like that, man. With his smoke, there's fire. And I tell you one thing, man. If he goes, I'll be crying. You know what I mean? And I tell you, if he goes, I will react like Samuel Jackson did when Leonardo DiCaprio got shot on Django. And he screamed, no!
Wow. What a reference.
I'm serious, man.
Goodness gracious.
Bryce has been good to me. And if he goes, I promise you, man.
Man, you wild. Hold on, you wild for that one, bro. Yeah,
incredibly wild. There's a lot of only you can make that reference. I'm going to step back from that
one.
Oh,
my God.
I'm serious. Listen, the guy goes, man. I don't know what I would do. I don't want to see the Phillies. I don't like none of those other players, man. You know what I mean? Like that. They haven't got enough.
I feel you.
Bryce is my guy. If he goes, then I go. I'm done with him for a long time. And that's just the bottom line. I don't care how good they be, it would never be able to replace number three. And I promise you, and I mean it too, I won't watch a single game. You know, these other guys don't do it for me, man. That's the reason why I watch the Phillies, because of him. And he has not been as good as he was. These injuries have been building up. But he needs to get some type of off-season program where he get his injuries together, you know what I mean, and get a good workout regimen.
He needs to call LeBron is what he needs to do, find out where to go in Miami.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'll take it.
A good idea.
Not a bad idea. Yep.
I'm telling you, man, that's what they bet not.
I'm with you, Chuck. I'm with you.
Yeah, they're not trading Bryce.
Jack, if they trade Bryce, man, we looking for the Schuylkill somewhere, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We might be
We'll find a new team, Chuck. We'll find a new team.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't. I'm dead serious. I'm going to officially be a Mets fan. If they trade
Oh, my God. Wow.
That came out a little too easy.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've been eyeing the Mets for a little while.
Well, he's been talking about how good the Mets are for the last year and a half.
No. I sound bad. I don't want them to trade.
Did you say, let's go, Mets?
I'll turn my back completely on you. I'll have to be like Paulie. I'll turn my back on you. Phillies, I'm turning my back on you. But
love
listen,
it, brother.
Happy birthday, Ike.
I appreciate it, brother. Yes, sir. Love you, man. Appreciate it.
There he is, Chuck from Mount Airy. Here's what Topper had to say about Bryce Harper's season.
Bryce had the kind of year that I think a lot of people would take, but it was below his standard. What do you make of his season, and just kind of like where do you feel he is going forward?
I think he's highly motivated to have the best season of his career next year. That's what the plan's going to be for him. Played in, 132 games and hit 27 home runs. It's pretty good. You know, you had add on another 30 games or 25 games, whatever it is, the numbers look pretty good. But, yeah, I mean, it was down a little bit, but still over an 840 OPS, something like that. That's pretty good.
When you say highly motivated, I mean, do you get a sense that it's any different than any other, you know, year going in, just kind of how your conversations with him before he left or, you know, before it all?
Well, I think, and he hasn't told me this, but that type of person, and I've seen it before where they've had bad years, they go like gangbusters during the off season to get better because they want to get back to where they normally are at. And I think that's just Harp's mindset. I think that's what he's going to do.
I think it's interesting because it's the same message, just different tone.
Yeah.
It's a little good cop, bad cop. You know, Dombrowski was, we'll see. And Thompson acknowledged that they both acknowledged he was still good.
Well, Thompson said at the end there, he said, I've seen guys have bad seasons.
Yes.
Which again.
Yeah. But he said it wasn't a bad season.
I know, but it was just like, it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they allowed themselves, and I think they would listen back to this and if they had a second chance, they would answer some of these questions differently. They allowed themselves to be led down a path where it looks like you're questioning the star of this team. And if we're all saying, let Kyle Schwarber go, you don't have Kyle Schwarber to cover up anymore. So when you're questioning the star of the team and that whether or not is he still a star, what are you saying about the team
right
moving forward if this is your best player? And that's why I think in their little moment of being honest and candid and trying to be forthright, this hit differently with people, whether it's true or not. You know what I'm saying? It hit differently coming from an organization. You think the Eagles would say anything like this about Jalen? No, they would sit up there and tell you how great of a player he is and everything else.
Yes.
They would never do that.
And then we would go, why don't you just admit?
But that's what an organization is supposed to do.
Right.
Unless you want some tension between you and said player. That's all I'm saying is that, and if there's tension there, then, and the plan is, or for some fans, they're unhappy that you're bringing back certain players and you want to move on from certain players. I just don't know how that makes things better moving forward. Now, we'll see how Bryce handles all of this and reacts to all of this behind the scenes. But if he is slightly offended by any of this, this won't be easy for the Phillies moving forward.
Yeah, I hope what it
just
does
saying,
is
it won't be easy.
I hope he does what Rob Thompson said he's going to do. I hope this is the most productive offseason of his career. He might have to think about doing things differently.
What do we expect from Bryce Harper
as a player?
Yeah, I'm just wondering because I'm wondering what's acceptable. Like, what's acceptable for Bryce Harper as a player? Average on base percentage, home runs, RBIs, games played. Like, what's acceptable for Bryce?
Well, I'll first just say whoever he's going to be is who he is. So I don't know what to say what is acceptable because I don't know where he is, where his body is. But what I would say,
you don't believe he's a star player anymore.
No, I think he's a star. I don't think he's one of the top 10 players in baseball. I don't think he's one of the top 20.
But that's different. He doesn't have to be a top 10 player.
He would still be top 10 in NL MVP voting.
Here's what I would expect him to do. I want at some point during the season for Bryce Harper to be carrying the Phillies. And that never happened this year. And
I'm talking about moving forward. Hold on, this is what I'm saying. Bryce Harper at 33. Now, okay, let me put numbers out there then since nobody wants. If Bryce Harper hits 30 home runs, drives in 95 RBIs, hits anywhere from 280, 290.
Sure.
On base percentage, 365, 370.
Yes, absolutely. That's good. I don't know what to say.
What I'm saying is those are acceptable numbers is what I...
Yes.
All I'm saying, but when we talk about Bryce, we act like he's about to hit 12 home runs, play 100 games, drive in 70 runs, and he's done. So if he gives us those numbers, and by the way, he was only a few home runs away from those numbers. He's only a few RBIs away from those numbers. More games, he's going to get more RBIs. The average is what it is. He'll get his average back up there. OPS is always good. OBP is always good. He slashes well. He's playing a gold glove first base over there. I'm just wondering what's realistic to expect from Bryce Harper at 33. I just looked at Freddie Freeman's numbers. By the way, Freddie Freeman's 35, not 33. So you got to go back a couple years to look at what Freddie Freeman did at 33.
Respectable numbers. Aaron Judge is the same age as Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but different type of players, though.
Yes, but I think what people – put the numbers aside for a second.
Like Bryce Harper's never been Aaron Judge.
No, yeah. But I think what people are missing, if we put the numbers to the side for a second
– it's hard to.
But I'm just going to say what I think people missed this year was the point in the year where Bryce Harper – was killing it.
Yeah.
He did not have that this year.
That's
and
obvious,
I think that is what people are missing. I don't think it is... I think when you look at the numbers, they're good. But I think people felt the difference between having a Bryce Harper for 6 weeks that is on a tear and not have... It didn't happen this year.
Sure,
so I think that is what people are missing.
But his teammates picked him up. They won the second most games in all of baseball. So his teammates picked him up. I'm just saying his teammates picked him up. So it didn't hurt the team is what I'm saying. Is all I'm saying. It didn't hurt the team in the win column. Or they won more games than a lot of us projected they would win at the beginning of the season.
Sure. But if he was better, maybe they win 98 games and not 96. Maybe they play Milwaukee in the first round. Maybe I don't know.
Right.
You know?
We can say that about any other players if they were better.
Yes, but he is the star.
Yeah.
So people will ask questions about him.
That's fine to ask questions, but being realistic is different. My point is this. Anybody can complain if you don't like Bryce Harper. What I'm asking for is something tangible that he could attain that would be satisfactory. Hold on to me. For a baseball fan, if you're looking for certain numbers from that guy for the amount of money that he makes, for the position that he plays, what are those numbers that he's expected to produce? He's not Aaron Judge. He's not Shohei Ohtani. He's never been. He's always been a mid-30, low-30 home run guy. He's had 100 RBIs twice in his career.
Yes, but we all agree that he wasn't as good this year.
No, but that's just because of his standard. That's different than what I'm asking. What I'm asking is, at his age, in other words, is it fair to hold him to this superstar standard just because we're saying he's a star? He's not getting paid $60, $70 million a year like some of these guys.
No.
He's getting paid $27 million. He's not even the highest paid player on his team. He's a star by name and attraction.
I know, but I feel like when I say that, when I say he's not the same guy, everybody yells at me for saying he's not the same guy. So I don't know what the right path is here. I don't think he's the same guy.
My thing is, what is the same guy? If you're saying you want to see him carry the team for a stretch of the season, and that's it, okay. So if he does that, regardless of what his numbers are, as long as he carried the team for a stretch, because see, that's not it.
No, I honestly don't know how to answer. I know.
And most people don't, and that's what I'm getting down to the bottom of. Most people can't put a finger on what they exactly want. They just feel like he's not the guy I thought he was, or he was 3 or 4 years ago, and that's the bottom line. And I understand that, but what I'm saying is his standard is so high that if he fails to meet that, is he still better than a lot of players or what you would have at that position?
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
and to me, that's acceptable.
Okay, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It's okay. Yeah,
I think
it's natural for somebody to decline as they get older. But did he fall off a cliff to where he's useless as a baseball player?
No, I don't think anybody's saying that, though.
No, that's all I'm saying. We got to put a little respect on the guy's name.
Shil Kapadia.
We talk about the guy like he's Tommy Joseph over there at first base or something.
No, but they had Superman, and they don't anymore.
But even when they had Superman, his numbers were never outrageous.
Yes, but he won an MVP, and he was
won MVP, and we know what that MVP was.
Shil Kapadia, we will talk Eagles next. Shil Kapadia joins us then. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.